For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Hello, friends. Thanks for listening today to the podcast of Ripley Baptist Temple. I pray that the message today will be a help and a blessing to you and to your family. Now join us as we listen to the Word of God from the pulpit of Ripley Baptist Temple. Take your Bible, turn to the book of Psalms. In the middle of the scriptures today, preaching from a very familiar portion of scripture, but I've found that God can give us new things and maybe not new, but emphasize the old, and it'll help us in newfound challenges in life. Psalm 23, reading all six verses today, Psalm 23, here in the center of your Bible. And I'm encouraged today by what God's doing around our country. In the midst of all the mess, I'm still encouraged. And looking forward, I'm encouraged with the partnership of other Baptist churches. I want you to put this on your calendar for next year. The 2 weeks following April 24th of 2022, the West Virginia Gospel Crusade will be held here in Jackson County. We're still nailing down the location, but I think it's going to be a great location, at least that which we're looking at. And if that works out. But anyway, April 24th of next year, Sunday night through Friday night, and then Sunday night through Friday night. It'll be 2 weeks, 10 days of meetings. Evangelist Caleb Garraway will be preaching. We're asking God to give us 20 Baptist churches, independent Baptist churches across this area. We're putting together quite a group already. And we have churches that are interested in Kanawha County and Wood County and Wirt County and Roane County and we're looking for other places, we're in Mason County, we believe that God's going to do a great work. And we're praying that God will do a great work before then, but we're planning this, if the Lord Jesus tarries, for next year, April 24th, beginning that Sunday night. Put that on your calendar. Put something on your grass to kill it. If you have grass like mine, you don't really have to do anything like that. But anyway, plan on that. Psalm 23, beginning in verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, David said. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, I shall not lack. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Our Father, we need your help today. I pray, dear God, that you'd help us to find a place to lay down and someone to lean upon today. Lord, I pray that you'd help us in this day of great unrest and those that are troubled in their soul, those that are hurting today in their spirit, to find rest for their souls. Help them to find a shepherd if they're lost. Help them to find a shepherd, rediscover the shepherd if they're saved. Maybe they've wandered from the fold. We thank you for the 99, and thank you that you went after the one lost sheep. Thank you that you found us one day. In Jesus' name, amen. I read this often at funerals, as you've heard it read many times. If you're a memorizer of Psalms, probably this was one of the first Psalms that you ever memorized, the 23rd Psalm. It's probably the most often quoted of all the Psalms. I love it. I read it many times. I still picture it. When we were in Bethlehem a few years ago, and it's an amazing thing, even in the midst of modern cities and all of that, there are still places there in Israel, and certainly in Bethlehem, the shepherd's field, you can still see shepherds leading flocks by. And I don't think that they did that because the bus pulled up and all right, lead the... I don't think it was a tourist thing. I'm glad for that great illustration, that great picture that God places in our minds. There's a great book out, and I can't remember the name of the book. A shepherd looks at the 23rd Psalm by Philip Keller. It's one of the great books. Actually, this was a man who grew up as a shepherd and became a Christian and wrote this book from the side of someone who actually attended sheep. He brings out great insight. A shepherd looks at the 23rd Psalm. This is part of the shepherd psalms. Psalm 22, Psalm 23, Psalm 24. These three psalms picture our Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 22, just as if we see him hanging on the cross. As David wrote the shepherd psalm, our great shepherd dying for the sheep. Psalm 23, our good shepherd leading the sheep. Psalm 24, our chief shepherd coming back for the sheep. Great psalms. In this psalm, David, of course, was writing facing the valley of death in his life. His son Absalom, not his only son, but Absalom, his rebellious son, had just died, and through the darts of Joab. David was brokenhearted. David needed the comfort, and David knew what it was to be a shepherd. And God allowed him as a shepherd to write these words concerning the shepherd. If you can't see Jesus in Psalm 22 through Psalm 24, you need to read it again. We sure need David's words, I think, in 2021. These words have been a comfort to many. These words are a comfort to me every time I read them. They're a comfort to those who need them at the graveside. They're a comfort to those that need them today by the bedside. They're a comfort to those today on a foreign field. I think of Drew Garrett. They're a comfort today to those that need prayers answered. And we sure need David's words in these days. And I like what he says here. The Lord, Adonai, Elohim, Jehovah, is my shepherd. He's my shepherd. David said, he's my shepherd, mine. The shepherd is nearby for the sheep that are going through difficult time. The sheep that are scared. The shepherd is nearby, or the shepherd is within earshot, or the shepherd is in sight of the sheep. He said, he's my shepherd. He's my personal shepherd. Someone wrote this, we're not independent lions, but we're needy sheep. The church, of course, in John chapter 10, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. And we're secure, although as sheep, we do dumb things sometimes. Sheep are not the smartest of animals. Sheep are thin-skinned animals. And we sure need David's words. He said, he's my shepherd. I shall not want. My shepherd takes care of me. My shepherd, I don't like a thing. If my shepherd is taking care of me, I don't like anything. I'd have to say, that's true with all of us. We sure need David's words. And first of all, in times of uncertainty that we live in 2021, I think of what the writer of Proverbs 27:1 says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know. Our life's a vapor. It appears for a little time and vanishes away. The uncertainty of life. And then I think we're living in times that are unprecedented. Not only are they uncertain, but they're unprecedented. I mean, as we've come through these months of COVID-19 and these months of our country going left, not just leaning left, but going left. We see the communists pulling our nation to the left. That's just what I'm going to start calling them, communists. The baby killers. Let's just call them what they are. I mean, that's their great motive in life, is to take our country toward communism and see how many babies can be killed within the womb of the mother. And not only is a baby unsafe within the womb of the mother, now babies are unsafe outside of the womb of the mother. And if babies are unsafe, then what will they do with the elderly now? We wonder about that. The sanctity of life, our country going left toward communism. Israel, we see unprecedented times in Israel now. We talked about that in Sunday school. That's why you ought to come to Sunday school. We see our problems at the southern border. And there are those that want to just remove borders. It's hard to have property when you don't have property lines. It's hard to have a country if you don't have boundaries. And we see the problem, not only at the southern border, but all of our borders. We see hackers getting into our pipelines and people panicking all across our land and filling up plastic bags with gasoline and everything else. I don't know. I may get my 7-speed bicycle out and oil the chain soon. I may need that. It reminds me of the gas lines of the 1970s. I was, 2 years old during that time. I can barely remember it. Panic buying, inflation rising, riots, rewriting of our history. Those that want to write 1619 instead of 1776, telling us that we're bad people because we're white racists and on and on and on. In times that are unprecedented, all of this going on at one time, and I didn't even name all the problems. In times of uncertainty, we have a shepherd. In times that we need understanding, there's a shepherd available to give us understanding. Psalm 147, verse 5, His understanding is infinite. So, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5, get wisdom, God said, get wisdom and get in all thy ways, get understanding. And so that's from God. Philippians 4, 7, the peace that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 20, He says, be not children in understanding. Oh, we need understanding in these days. In Psalm 23, Absalom had just died. He died a rebellious life. He was hanging from the oaks by his long hair, and Joab came and ran a sword through his heart. David wrote this from a broken heart, and many today, maybe you're joining us through live stream or you're here on campus today, but people need a shepherd, not just his comfort, but we need his leading. We don't just need his comfort. Many need his comfort, but we sure need his leading. We sure need his understanding. We need his leading through the valley. Notice, in the valley, in verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. The shepherd's with us. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Every mountain has its valley, doesn't it? We can only gain higher ground through the valleys. We understand that in West Virginia. You know, we talk about the low gap. You know, the low gap. The Cumberland Gap and all that. I think about those who settled this region and settled this wider region. The way of the easiest and the gentlest grades and the slopes were through the valleys. You didn't go straight up the mountain. It's the well-watered route. You know, every mountain has its valley, and as we gain higher ground through the valleys, God helps us to understand how to follow the shepherd because we're wandering sheep. Through the valley, it's the well-watered route. Through the valley, it's the gentlest grades and slopes. Through the valley, that's where we find the richest feed. It's found there. Through the valley, it offers protection in the time of storms. Sheep are thin-skinned. They can't just lay out in the weather like a deer. They're thin-skinned. The shepherd takes the sheep in the spring and the summer. As I read this, I was reminded in Psalm 23, the first three verses, many believe that the shepherd is describing the shepherd taking the sheep in the spring and the summer up into the pastures, the tableland. verses 1 through 3. In the spring and summer, after the snow melts, and in the spring and the summer, as the rains come and the sun comes out and the lush greens begin to grow and the shepherd leads the sheep up to the tableland. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland. That's what he's describing here. And so they'd go up into the pastures in the spring and the summer, and the sheep would stand out in that pasture, and they'll stand in the middle of the greenery and just eat, then just lay down and ruminate on all of that. And then in the fall and the winter is verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. As they're escaping the snow, they come down off of the tableland, that victory place. They come down from the tableland. They come down from the pastures down near the ranch house. They come down through and find a place in the valley. But it's always through the leading of the shepherd. Every mountain has its valley. You wouldn't have a mountain. You wouldn't have a mountaintop without a valley. And so the shepherd's leading the sheep. When the snows arrive, he takes them back into the valley near the ranch, and the shepherd spends countless hours with the sheep. Shepherd begins to smell like the sheep. They get to know each other very well. They trust him. They know his voice. And can I encourage you? I know there are many today that are going through some very difficult times in your life today. Can I just encourage you? And that's just some background here. But I want to go back to verse 2. He maketh me to lie down. I'm not talking about a lazy rest. I'm not talking about a lazy lying down. I'm talking about a resting lying down. He maketh me to lie down. I think there are those today, and it's in our nature to want to do it, to fix it, to take it over. But it's in God's nature, and we study this in Sunday school. God said to a wicked king, Ahaz, he said, look, if you'll ask me, I'll help you. I'll bail you out. In fact, this wicked king that even offered his own children to the false gods of the day, sent them through the fire. God gave him Isaiah 7:14, that Emmanuel prophecy. He said, as sorry as you are, O king, I want to tell you, there's hope, and there's hope coming through a Messiah named Jesus in Isaiah 7:14. The truth is, we're not independent lions, we're needy sheep. He maketh us to lie down. Can I encourage you to lie down today? Hey, if you need to lie down, just stretch out, man. Find you a pew and lie down on it. I think of a dear lady we used to bring in on a bus route at Mount Pleasant years ago. Bless her heart. I think she needed to rest. She'd stretch out on the back row. And it's hard to stretch out on most Baptist church back rows because they're usually pretty crowded. But she'd come in and she'd bring about 27 empty milk jugs. She'd bring in 20 some of them and have them strung on a line, and she'd fill all those up with water. She'd go over to the store next door and get groceries. Then she'd come in, and a lot of times she'd just stretch out on the back row and go to sleep. Amen. Hey, at least she was in church. You know? He maketh me to lie down. There are times that we need to just lie down. Oh, I want to fix it. God said, lie down. I need to get to work and change everything. No, God said, lie down. Trust me. He said, lie down in green pastures. He maketh me. He leadeth me. He restoreth me. He's my shepherd. In Ezekiel chapter 34, we see a great description of the shepherd. Now, he's speaking of Israel in Ezekiel 34, but we see exactly what a shepherd does. And I want to read that to you today. In Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 11, for thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. Now here he's speaking of Israel. But as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, God said, so will I seek out my sheep, and will deliver them out of all the places where they've been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries, and will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel. Now, this is prophetic, but if you take it literally, you see what a shepherd does, what our shepherd does. Not only does he do this for Israel, he does it for his people today. And in all the inhabitants' places of the country, I will feed them in a good pasture. Don't you think God can feed you in the midst of the dryness of the day? God can feed you in the best pasture. And upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold. God said, there will my sheep lie down in a good fold, a good sheep fold, a nice depressed area, a place that has sun, a place that has shade, a place that has water, a place that has lush greenery and food. God said, I'll help them lie down in a good fold and in a fat pasture. A rich pasture is what he's talking about there. Shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel? I'll feed my flock. I'll cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. I'll seek that which was lost and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind them that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. And I will destroy the fat and the strong. I'll feed them with judgment. God said of his people Israel, he maketh us to lie down. God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and sound mind. America's lived in a spirit of fear for over a year now. Many today are living in a spirit of fear. They're concerned about their jobs. They're concerned about their health. They're concerned about their future. They're concerned about their loved ones. They're concerned about our nation. We should be. But God's not given us that spirit of fear. Sheep lie down. First of all, when they're not fearful. But sheep, by their very nature, are a fearful animal. I know there are some here today that have sheep, and they tell me that sheep are fearful. I've read about sheep that have stampeded just by a rabbit jumping up or a dog. They're just continually fearful. And I'm afraid that's kind of where the church has been in this past year. Sheep lie down when they have peace and they're not fearful. People fear the unknown. Sheep fear the unknown. They fear the unexpected. They fear the unseen. There's a lot of things out there trying to get to a sheep, and their only defense is to run. So they run. They don't have any natural way to fight. They run. You and I have no natural way to fight fear except through faith. Run to him. Run to the shepherd. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down. Lie down and look to him. Lie down and run to him. Lie down and cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Sheep are restless. They become discontented. They become agitated. Why? Because they're fearful. Everything wants to eat on them. Anything eating at you today? Lie down. Rest in him. Rest on him. Rest upon him. Rest through him. Any other preposition you want to put in there. Sheep lie down when they're free from friction. Lots of friction today. People fussing, people fighting, people picking. Best thing to do probably is for you to just to stay off social media for a while. There's a lot of friction on there. Don't let that feed your soul and feed your mind. Let your convictions and what you believe come from the Bible. Let the Spirit of God form those things within you. The people are all messed up over frictions and just fretting all of the time. Sheep have a lot of pests that bother them. And I think that's one reason that the Bible says, he restoreth my soul and says, the oil, he anointeth my head with oil. I remember cattle, they used to have these big long things like leather, and they'd smear gunk on there for bugs. And the cattle would walk under there and rub it across their back. And man, I thought, that looks pretty good. I might take my shirt off and rub under there. But anyway, they'd rub under there, and it's just kind of a ointment that goes and it helps keep the bugs away. And I think about animals like a sheep, and the shepherd would come and he'd take that oil and he'd pour that oil over the head and around the ears and rub it in around the ears and into the ears of the sheep to keep the blowflies out of his nostrils and out of his ears. And to keep the bugs and the pests away. Aren't you glad for the oil of the Holy Spirit? The Bible says, be not drunk with wine, where is excess, but be filled with the Spirit of God. Sheep lie down when they're free from fear. Jesus said, fear not. We ought not fear. Sheep lie down when they're free from friction within the flock. Let others fight. Let's fight the devil and fight the flesh and fight the world and its system and keep fighting for the souls of men. Sheep lie down when they're free from pests. Glad for this blessed Holy Spirit, the oil of the Spirit of God, who is a great ointment for our soul today. I want to encourage you. Hey, the promises of God are yea. They're still yea. There are no doubts about the promises of God. Sheep lie down when they're free from hunger. That's why the Bible says, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Green pastures and still waters. The best for God's sheep. The shepherd takes us to the best pasture. He takes us to the best water. They tell me that sheep will drink out of a mud hole as they're headed to the best water. They'll drink right out of the ditch. That's not always the best for the sheep. That's why God gives us under shepherds. That's why God gives us pastors. That's why God gives us deacons. That's why God gives us the local church to help us to keep from eating and drinking out of the mud hole and take us to the best water. A sheep will lie down when he's free from hunger. When he's being fed, he's not out trying to eat the briars. He's not out trying to eat the wrong stuff. We ate some wild mushrooms yesterday. Thankfully, I could recognize them as real wild mushrooms. I was confident that they were what they were. And we ate them. We're still here. Amen. But there are mushrooms you shouldn't eat. There are things out there in the woods you shouldn't eat. And the shepherd helps us to know that. That's why God gave us this book, the Bible. He says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The word of truth. Sheep lie down when they're filled, their belly's full. They lie down. They rest in the promises of God. They rest in the blessing of the shepherd. They rest in the presence of the shepherd. Does the shepherd's presence negate predators out there? Not at all. Predators are everywhere. Pests are everywhere. False truth is everywhere. False gospel is everywhere. False teaching is everywhere. Fear is everywhere. But God has not given you and I the spirit of fear. He's given us the blessing of a power and love and of a sound mind. He's given us the Word of God. He's inspired the Word of God. He's preserved the Word of God in this King James Bible. The best for the sheep. He maketh me to lie down. Lie down. That's why Jesus said, I'm the door. The shepherd would drive the sheep up into a little mini canyon, if you will, and they didn't have gates and they didn't have fencing and all of that. They didn't have barbed wire and they didn't have split rail fence. They would use natural the lay of the land to drive the sheep up into an area, and the shepherd would lay down and become the door. If anything was going to get to the sheep, it'd have to go through the door. It'd have to go through the shepherd. He said, I'm the door of the sheepfold. He said, I'm the living water. I'm the living way. If you'll drink of me, you'll never thirst. If you'll eat of me, you'll never hunger. If you'll follow me, you'll never be lost. He maketh me to lie down. Can I encourage you to lie down today? You say, preacher, I'm planning on going home. If you'll shut up, I'm going to go lie down here in about an hour and a half. And you do that and come back at 6:30 tonight. Can I encourage you to lie down on Him? Stretch out on His promises. Stretch out, lengthen the cords, strengthen the stakes. Rest on the promises of God. Listen, this world is not our home. We're just passing through. Our treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels and the Trinity of God and the people of God beckon us from heaven's open door. We ought not feel at home in this world anymore. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Shadow can't hurt you. You don't have to fear a shadow. Only the shadow knows. Only the really old people would laugh at that joke. He said, I'll fear no evil. The shadow can't hurt me. The valley can't hurt me. And notice this, for thou art with me. The shepherd calms the sheep. Can I encourage you to spend some time with your shepherd this week? Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. The rod and the staff, one was used for guiding, one was used for guarding. And in the middle of your enemies, God says, I'll set a table up. Right in the middle of your enemies, right in the middle of the world, right in the middle of the flesh, right in the middle of the devil, I'll put you up a table right there in the middle of the field where everyone can see you, but I'm going to be there and you can eat and you can rejoice. Your cup can run over and you can sit at God's table before me in the presence of your enemies. God didn't call us to be hermits, to pull back. He called us to be ambassadors for Christ. Surely goodness, no doubt about it. Surely mercy, no doubt about it, shall follow me all the days of my life. I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I like what my wife's life verses are. Across the page, Psalm 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? One thing have I desired of the Lord, verse 4, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. Can I encourage you today to lie down? Oh, I've got to go. Lie down. I've got to run. Run to Him. I've got to find. No, lean on Him. Lie down. He maketh me to lie down. Sheep don't want to lie down. But I'm scared. Lie down. This is bothering me. Lie down. But lie down. Lie down. Lie down in Him. Lie down through Him. Lie down on Him. Lie down with Him. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me, O blessed thought, with words heavenly comfort fraught. Whatever I do or whatever I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, O blessed thought. He restoreth my soul.